We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's head over to Blois Olson this morning at WCCO. The Morning Take. We talk politics here in the state of Minnesota at 6:23. Blois, good morning.
Good morning, Dave Lee.
Let's start off with a little history nugget. This was the day in 1972. George McGovern received the Democratic presidential nomination at the party's convention in Miami Beach. And he was a South Dakota guy.
He was. And, of course, we know that was a pivotal election because he lost and Richard Nixon won. And Richard Nixon went on to have to resign a few years later. And I think it was kind of a beginning of what many historians in probably 30 or 40 years will look at as a very tumultuous time through today of presidential politics.
Blois, the Minnesota management and budget, why are they releasing the official statement for the general fund right now, and what is it?
Well, Dave, I know this sounds very technical, but the fiscal year ended at the end of June, and the new fiscal year started, and the new budget started on July 1st. So the budget they just passed just begins on July 1st, and they want to show the general fund where the money is. There's a lot of uncertainty this year because, one, the governor's vetoes, two, this court case with the legislature over legislative funding. But three is really federal government funding, specifically on Medicaid, which the U.S. Senate is supposed to debate and vote on today. That is pass-through money that I don't know if taxpayers and listeners understand is that. So for Medicaid, the state administers the program. Actually, the counties administer the program, and then the feds reimburse the state. But if those reimbursement rates get cut significantly, that could have a major impact on Minnesota's hospitals, doctors, the citizens. And so there's just some volatility in the budget right now, and I think MMB wants to make sure everybody's aware of it and that they are transparent about it.
Who's making more money in the state, senators or representatives?
Senators. If you remember, we passed that constitutional amendment last year where legislators' pay was going to be determined by a panel. And that panel determined the pay should go up to $45,000. The Senate took the raise. The House did not. And this is one of the issues that divide Senator Gazelka and Speaker Dowd. And so starting July 1st, the senators took their raise and the House didn't. It'll be interesting to see as this legislative case goes forward, just how long and that the House members don't get the raise. Dowd says he doesn't necessarily think they need the raise. But a lot of people think that's political posturing in anticipation of 2018 elections.
Will we as voters, Blois, get asked about dedicating sales taxes collected from motor vehicle repairs and maintenance for our roads and bridges in the state next time around?
That's one idea being floated. And there's a sense that because the legislature is controlled by Republicans and the governor's office is controlled by a Democrat, this divided government usually means we have more constitutional amendments. We could see constitutional amendments on dedicating sales tax for cars and car repairs to roads and bridges. We could see a medical marijuana constitutional amendment. And we could even see one about protecting citizens' data from government and from business. So it'll be interesting to see which of those come forward. And obviously, those can impact elections because that becomes another ballot initiative that draws voters to the polls and to vote a certain way.
What's this Betty McCollum amendment that's coming up?
You know, we don't talk a lot about Betty McCollum, but she's going to propose an amendment today in the House that would take away money from Donald Trump's Election Integrity Commission. This is the Election Integrity Commission that Secretary of State Steve Simon has refused to release data for. It's become very controversial, somewhat partisan, and viewed that way. It's chaired by Vice President Mike Pence, and I think she's going to try to wave the flag on it today. And that could get some national attention for McCollum as well, is because, as we know, the elections and the election process continues to be very talked about in Washington and on national media.
You headed out to the Mall of America to see the X Games flat track races today?
I'm racing, Dave. Didn't you know that?
Well, I'd like to see that. I would bet
a lot of people would, except for my insurance company. I think I'm going to try to hit some X Games event over the next couple of days, but we'll see. There is a state baseball tournament in there and maybe a little golf.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and the X Games are fun. I'm glad we got them here. This should be fun.
Yeah, no, it is fun, and I think it shows that, I mean, I think it's going to be interesting to just see the crowds and see who goes out because, you know, Minneapolis is this magnet for young professionals, and this is right up their alley.
Blois, have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you on a Monday.
I'll talk to you Monday morning, Dave. Thanks.
It's Blois Olson, the morning take here on WCCO 628. New information this morning, and those four men who went missing last week in a Philadelphia suburb. Steve has all the news coming up next on CCO after Susan talks about traffic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.